We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:07 on this Monday morning. Next half hour, United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. What can be done about violence? And we see it in our town with the Kennywood story and so much more. Another shooting overnight in the South Side. Right now, we're going to take you live to New York. CBS's senior business editor is Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Marty came across an article. We thought, I'm curious how Jill feels about this, Marty.
Wall Street Journal, a nation of quitters, a new class, the cyber bohemians, avoid work while living off their affluent parents. Now we could say that's a hyperbole, but I know a significant number of business owners who cannot, under any circumstance, find employees. What is going on?
Did you hear that Rihanna is doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Of course, yes.
Okay, just wanted to put that out there as a potential secondary topic. Okay. Because that's such a hard question to answer. So I wanted to kind of switch. I wanted to be like a politician and answer a different question. Did it work?
No.
Okay.
We want answers.
Yeah.
There is something that is being called quiet quitting. Have you heard that term?
Yes.
This is under that same umbrella. I don't know if this is about people kind of mooching off their parents, but something has changed in the workforce, in a segment of the workforce, okay? Because I do feel like this is a tiny bit looking at like this narrow focus, because there are plenty of people who are kicking butt, working three jobs, getting their homes, you know, heated for the winter and starting, you know, putting food on the table. Like, they are working so hard. Okay, so this is one of those Wall Street Journal articles that's talking about the upper earners or the upper middle class to the upper class having the ability to support their children in a way that those kids don't have to work quite as hard. And yeah, anecdotally, we know that. But this is, I think, a vast overstatement with very little data to back it up.
I have a friend that owns a very large trucking company, has 1,000 openings. Every single person that owns a restaurant that I know cannot find employees. Cops don't want to work. Teachers are quitting in record numbers. Every single nurse I know wants to quit their job. I mean, it's more than just an anecdotal reference by the Wall Street Journal, don't you think?
No, I actually think that there is something that happened after the pandemic. And what a pointed question. Marty going straight at me. Everyone noticing that? Okay. Don't you think that? So I think that what is happening is there is a real reshuffling of the labor market that has occurred since the pandemic. And that we do know that there are a lot of people who are leaving hard frontline jobs and taking a break and taking a breather. Some of those people are very lucky to have pensions. So they worked hard as a teacher, as a nurse, as a municipal employee, and they are now post-pandemic, I think, feeling a real, real need to take a breather and decide what else is next for them. And we don't begrudge that. As far as restaurant openings, one of the big contributors to the problems around not filling those kinds of entry-level jobs and lower-paying jobs is, number one, they are paying better, but they still have lousy benefits. So if I have a choice between working in an Amazon warehouse where I can get benefits and get some tuition reimbursement, even working for a Starbucks where I can get some better benefits, that's a more consistent job. The second part of this has to do with immigration. We have very low immigration, and legal immigration has been a pathway to fill those kinds of jobs. That has been lacking from a combination of policy and a combination of COVID. So is there something very strange going on in the labor market? Yes. Is there an issue where there is a imbalance between supply and demand? Yes. Am I willing to say this is it forever? This is a moment in time and we are living history. So I don't want to get so nuts that we say this is the way it's going to be for an entire generation, because that is not clear yet.
But when we see unemployment numbers and then you say, well, there are jobs. Why is there, you know, I know there's always going to be a percentage of unemployment. And then you face that against the staggering inflation for a lot of people. You go, well, there are jobs.
Yes, of course there are jobs. And there are many people who decided that as a result of what happened during the pandemic, the cost of childcare being so high that one parent or maybe some sort of mix of a retiring teacher who's a grandparent who can help take care of a kid, what may say, hey, let me help my grandchild because the childcare crisis is real and it's expensive. We are seeing a lot of people staying out of the labor force. Hey, look, I don't know how this all turns out. We have a baby booming generation that accelerated retirements as a result of COVID. They were the ones who were most at risk. That stands to reason that they would leave the workforce. What brings more people back into the workforce right now is probably some combination of the economy sort of slowing down and people needing the money and an increase, a re-energizing of our immigration policies.
Jill on Money, always a great resource. Jill, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Take care.
Live from New York, Jill Schlesinger, CBS Senior Business Analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.